From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. Dozens of lawmakers trickled into Juneau over the weekend. The state legislature convened today to work through Governor Mike Dunleavy's plan for federal CARES Act funds. A legislative committee approved that plan last week, but a Juneau man sued, saying the whole legislature needed to meet to approve the coronavirus aid. That lawsuit threatens to delay distribution of more than $1 billion of federal funds into communities, businesses, and nonprofits. Now, lawmakers have given themselves until Wednesday to pass a bill that would allow the money to flow out into the state. Juneau Senator Jesse Keel says 3 days is just about the bare minimum amount of time needed to pass the bill.
To do a bill in 3 days, you need a three-quarter vote in each body to hustle it through. It is the absolute fastest constitutionally that it could be done.
If lawmakers don't get it done by Wednesday, things could get complicated. They're skirting close to the constitutional limit on session length. They might have to call themselves into a special session, a decision the governor can also make. Municipal leaders and lawmakers have said they are hoping to get the CARES Act funding out as quickly as possible. Assemblymember Rob Edwardson said he wasn't surprised that lawmakers had to return to Juneau over CARES Act funding, and he's not too concerned about the influx of people, especially since most of the legislators won't be bringing all their staff with them.
So I think it's going to be a smaller number coming into town than, say, snowbirds returning or people coming into town for commercial fisheries or fisheries processing.
Meanwhile, legislative affairs staff worked over the weekend to put a series of safety protocols in place so that 60 lawmakers and some staff members can work in the same building during the pandemic. They finished those protocols late Sunday evening. The building will remain closed to the public. Capital City Fire and Rescue personnel are screening lawmakers, staff, and journalists. Once they get screened, they'll get a sticker indicating that they've been screened. But there has been some blowback about the screening protocols. In an email exchange first published by Alaska Landmine, Nikiski Republican Representative Ben Carpenter sent an email to House lawmakers comparing the screening to Nazi Germany's labeling of Jewish people. Other members of the House pushed back against that idea. The exchange made national headlines over the weekend. Keel says that back and forth is an indicator that legislators probably aren't going to agree on everything.
So, probably won't be universal love and snuggles, but people will come and do the job.
Juneau Assembly members say they are hoping to get the CARES Act funding out as quickly as possible. There's a $34 million hole in the city's budget, and city leaders are grappling with how to fill it. They're hoping to at least partially backfill it with the federal CARES Act funding. But that requires that the lawmakers pass a bill quickly and that the city figure out how to use the money legally. And the census is back on after being put on hold for the coronavirus. The survey is done every 10 years as a way for the federal government to track populations and decide funding amounts. KFSK's Angel Denning spoke with a few people in Petersburg involved with the census and has this report.
Petersburg resident Desi Burrell has been working long days, going door to door, leaving a census survey for people to fill out. The questionnaire is required for every household in the nation. The good news is it has only 9 questions.
They're really wanting to know who was living in your household on April 1st. And it just kind of goes into a few questions like that.
Burrell and other census workers started the job on March 15th, and they worked 1 week before being shut down for the COVID-19 virus. Their work started back up on May 6th. It's been a little different than normal census years. It's now being done through no contact. Burrell doesn't ask people questions or help them fill out the census. She just hangs a bag with the questionnaire in it on their door.
So my job is mapping to make sure that your home is listed in our maps. And then I'm leaving a questionnaire for you to either do online through the phone help or mail in.
Burrell encourages people to go online and do the census that way, which takes just a few minutes. So why is the census so important? It helps the government know how much funding to give each community, says Tracy Welch.
When you respond to the census, you help your community get its fair share of approximately $675 billion in federal funding per year.
Welch is the tribal administrator for Petersburg's tribe, Petersburg Indian Association.
Census data impacts funding things for like schools, hospitals, fire departments, Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, libraries, community centers, school meal programs, things like that. So it's really important that every 10 years we get this right.
Welch says historically, Alaska has had trouble getting accurate census counts because people live so remotely. This is particularly true for Alaska Natives. She says it's important for PIA tribal members to be counted because that opens up local funding for things like HUD, Housing Urban Development.
HUD uses the census data and the information that's provided on there to allocate funding for each of the individual tribes. So also, if you're Alaska Native but you're not counted, your community could lose approximately $3,500 annually for tribal programs.
In the 2010 census survey, only 27 people in Petersburg were counted as PIA tribal members. However, Welch says there are about 400 PIA tribal members, according to the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. She says it's especially important for people to fill out the census correctly if they are in a mixed-race home. She says for people's Native status to count, the Native person needs to be listed as the first person on the survey.
So if you have a Native person and a non-Native person, the Native person has to be listed as person number one on the census, first of all. And then when it gets to the question about race, you need to make sure that you list your federally recognized tribe. So if you live in Petersburg and say you're Tlingit, you would list Petersburg Indian Association. And if you're a member of Central Council, you could also list Central Council, or say you're a member of two or three different tribes for some reason if you have dual enrollment. You want to make sure you list all of those.
She says people should not list their Native corporations, just the tribes that they belong to. Besides the 2020 census survey being distributed, there is another federal government survey going on. Burrell says this has caused some confusion for some local residents. The other survey is the American Community Survey, which is gathering housing and employment information. Petersburg resident Phyllis Hernandez is calling people for that survey, and it's much more detailed and takes longer than the 10-year one. Welch says that the 2020 census answers are extremely confidential.
Federal law prohibits sharing your information with anyone, including the IRS, immigration, et cetera, and any information that you provide cannot be used to come back at you for determining your eligibility with government benefits such as SNAP, WIC, or TANF.
Burrell agrees. She says all of the information will remain protected.
They do not share any information with anybody. My particular questionnaire does not ask any financial information. It's pretty much who's living in your home on April 1st of 2020.
The census survey can be done online at census2020.gov. If you don't have a census ID number, just click on the link that says you don't have one. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
A seafood worker has tested positive for coronavirus, the fifth seafood industry worker to test positive in Alaska, according to the State Department of Health and Social Services. In a press release, the department says the worker was still in quarantine in Anchorage. Under the state guidance, out-of-state workers can quarantine in either Anchorage or Juneau prior to departing to their destination communities. The case makes the 10th non-resident to test positive for the virus in Alaska. The state also announced the 11th positive case of coronavirus among staff members at Juneau's Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Last week, the Department of Corrections announced that all inmates and staff would be tested for the virus. The Department of Health and Social Services said in a Sunday press release that the remainder of those results will be, quote, back soon. Four new coronavirus cases were reported among Alaska residents on Sunday. Two of those cases in Anchorage, one was the Lemon Creek staff member in Juneau, and the fourth was in Homer. And two bald eagles watching over a pair of eggs in their Alaska nest could be joined by an audience of online viewers who are also eager to see the chicks hatch. The Anchorage Daily News reports that a live camera feed called Kenai Eagle Cam is part of the City of Kenai's YouTube channel, which is available on the city's website. The Eagle Cam first went live in 2017 and attracted millions of viewers during its first summer online. A spokeswoman says the eggs produced by the eagles, named Aura and Redoubt, are expected to hatch between May 28th and June 2nd. This is KTOO.